Perek Yudchef Seif Aleph. We're doing a new melacha. Melacha Zoyrea, or Choyresh. Zoyrea is sowing. To go and put seeds in the ground to help a plant to grow. That is Zoyrea. Choyresh is to go and prepare the ground for sowing. Koitza is to go and cut the produce. Ma'ama, well, then also to put together all the produce. Now we're discussing Hazareah. Hazareah who echoed Melametes Melochas. Others Melochas. One of the Lametes Melochas is to go and sow. Is to go and put seeds in the ground and to go and sow it to make sure that the seeds grow. That is the Melocha from Zareah. Ba'afim azroim niklatu v'kakel ha'acha ha'shabas. Mikom okum chayev mishom sh'noisin etz, mishom sh'etzim nesinas azroim v'kakei ha'melocha. The Melocha is to put the garin, the seed, inside the ground. Which even though it could take a few days, even though Chazal sometimes say it takes 3 days, till it will go and start growing. But it is not considered that it is done by itself, it's considered you've done it. So the person puts in a seed in the ground, he's chayv mishum zorea, even if it will take 3 days in order the seed to start growing. No difference. It's considered that you are doing it now. Of course, if you take it out before it grows, that means within 3 days of taking it out of the ground, then he's going and helping himself not to do a problem, to go and take away the issa, the melacha. Because the melacha is, if what you did prepares it to go and be grown in the ground, then you have, like pimavash, like if a person goes and cooks. A person cooks. If a person puts it on the stove, he is cooking. But if the thing will not be cooked, it won't be an issa. If you take it off the stove before it gets cooked, you're not doing anything. So the same thing is, but if you wouldn't take it off the stove, the putting it on the stove is what makes the cooking, even though it only cooks after a long time. That's your maaseh if it comes at the end of the day that it cooks. The same thing is with sowing. Putting the garin in the ground is the melacha, if it would afterwards grow. But if you take it out before it grows, it wouldn't have the problem. Therefore, he says, if the zroim would go and grow after 3 days, start growing after 3 days, then you are, even if it takes 3 days, you're chayv now on Shabbos if the thing happens. Omnam im zor lifnei Shabbos, im ze isu afo ifin shazroim niklatim b'karka b'Shabbos. If it is opposite, you are you sowed before Shabbos on Thursday. Takes 3 days, so come on, that in Shabbos the seed starts growing. That you are allowed to do. Why? Because when Shabbos comes in, you didn't do anything. The is to do something on Shabbos, not if something happens by itself on Shabbos. There's no problem to go and sow 3 days before Shabbos. The problem is to go and sow on Shabbos, even though it takes 3 days, in order for the seed to go and grow. Seif base. Pizul zaronim. To go and scatter seeds. Ein nezrok zaronim. B'mokom shekov levada sheyiklatu v'karka v'yitzmachu. V'af pa'oifin shein kavanos lezvia. A person is not allowed to throw any sort of seeds in the ground, in a place where, at the end of the day, they may grow. Even if you don't have kavana to go and grow, make them grow. But since it is a sick ratio, it is certainly going to happen. If that is the status, that is certainly going to happen. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and put any seeds in the ground. Omnom, in ein zekor levadish azroim, yil יקלטו, בקרקע, מותר לזה מקום, אף שיש חשש שהם יקלטו בקרקע, כיוון שאין מסכם לזה. If it is not nearly certain that it is going to go and grow in the ground, then it's considered Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. If he didn't put the seed in the ground in order to go and grow, he just left the seed there and they will itself grow. Then, if it is a situation, it is nearly certain it's going to happen, that it's going to grow and grow, then it's a situation, you're chayav. But if it's not certain, it is only a percentage that maybe will grow, and you don't want to do the growing, that's not what you're interested in doing, then it's a Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is muta. If it is nearly certain it's going to grow, then it's considered you're doing it with your hands, and it is chayev on Shabbos if you go and do that. Siv Gimel, Han Batat, Zaronim, to sprout seeds. Also Lan Bit, Zaronim, B'Shabbos. Zaronim, Sh'ein, Litnes, Zaronim, B'Mokim Lach, Amanos, She'yin, B'Tu. There are people who go and take seeds or wheat or barley, this to do with mustard and cress. Now what? They go and put on a tissue which is wet, or they put into water seeds, and they wait till it sprouts. Even though you don't want to do any more than the sprouting itself, you want to eat it, or one makes from it beer, all the rest, no difference. Since it sprouts, it's already an issa from the rear on Shabbos. Sprouting itself is making the seed grow. Making a seed grow is not allowed on Shabbos. So doing any act of making it sprout is not allowed on Shabbos.